calling us a bunch of Jews.
Yeah.
And I really don't care for that. So I want to find out, maybe we do lunch, have a conversation.
Oh, come on.
And figure this out.
Figure it out? What is there to figure out? You either are or you aren't. What are you?
Well,
don't know what you are?
Well, do you know anything about us?
No. Why don't you tell me?
Do you have any history of us?
Well, no, I don't know that much about you. You're very...
Then why would you call us Jews?
When did I call you Jews? I probably implied that you are or you're working for them. I don't know who you are. How can I call you anything?
Well,
you're very secretive.
Well, you did that based on, I think, what was it, the Patriot Games and the Subi Sisters? You
it's not just them. It's just what I looked at the side. You're very mysterious, very suspicious. And then you criticize me, too. So what are you complaining about me?
We criticize you after you started running your mouth about us.
Well, and come I on, think look you at actually, you guys. You're
well, well, hold on. Let's be fair here. You started talking crap about Peter Schenck. And
what do you mean? I was talking the truth. What did I say that was invalid or wrong or incorrect about him? I say he's working for the Zionist Jews to cover up the Apollo moon landing and other issues. Now, how am I wrong about that?
Well, that's making some assumption that Peter was doing that at the time.
Well, it's my assumption. Am I not allowed to have these assumptions? What's wrong with that?
Well, no. Well, the issue that I have, and quite frankly, the biggest issue that I have is that you make assumptions and you make comments based on your assumptions about people without having a discussion about them. Have you ever once contacted VOR about who the hell we are?
No.
Have you ever once done that?
No.
Then why the fuck would you call us Jews?
I can say what I want. I'm making my assumptions based on what I know. This is what I know.
Well, here's a question. You're talking to me right now. Do I sound like a fucking Jew to you?
How do I know what a Jew sounds like?
Well, you call everybody else a Jew.
I say to you, I'm not actually calling you. I don't even know who you are. I'm not calling you a Jew. I'm saying, looking at what you guys say and do and behave,
Have you ever listened to one of our shows?
I did.
And do we not fucking call out every single time someone who was a Jew
that
was doing something wrong?
That doesn't prove anything. As I pointed out in my documents, this is one of the tricks the Jews are using. They criticize themselves.
So now VOR does tricks.
It's called the wolf in sheep's clothing trick. We already know about it. You pretend.
Who's we? You got people in your pocket. Who's we?
What do you mean we? What did I say?
No, you said we already know.
I mean, there's a lot of people that know about this wolf in sheep's clothing. I'm not the only one.
Do you really? Well, let me just give you a perfect example of who I am. All right, I was because I live in Pasadena, California. I was a complete quan. Quite frankly, you know, multiculturalism was the shit. It was awesome. Everything. Right? And then woke up about 10 years ago. All right? Went through the whole website, rigmarole, and started a broadcast or one of the broadcasters on VNA. And we did Free Talk Live. Great shows. And then we decided that it would be great to start our own show without all the cursing and stuff like that because we'll get more listeners.
All right.
Are you following me here?
Well, you started a radio show, okay.
And that's where VOR started.
And who are you exactly? Because I don't recognize your name. Are you part? You? What are you? Who are you on this VOR website?
I'm one of the founders.
I can't remember who I criticized.
Well, you criticized the Subi Sisters and this and that, and I think you criticized Peter Schenck, which both of them are neither on our network, but it had nothing to do with other than internal politics, so that I say. So I'm trying to figure out how do we deal with this with regards to you criticizing everybody that because you get a feeling
I'm expressing my opinions. Why am I not allowed to do that? I looked at your site, and this is what I see when I look at your site. I see liars.
But on our site, you see liars?
Yeah.
Who's lying?
I see Metzger. Metzger's one of them. I'm looking at one of the documents here. Promote Metzger? Some guy named
Metzger? Metzger was a guest.
Yeah, but I mean, you promote these people. Look at who you promote.
Hold on, Eric. Is it not fair that if we are going to be as equally gracious and more than above the top gracious with people, should we not give them a forum to, like, have a conversation?
That's not
with?
Even what started it all. What started it all, I remember now, I'm starting to remember some of this. What started it is when the Patriot Dames were going to put me on, and then they were told by your network, no, you can't put him on.
It was more than that, dude.
I remember that was what started me to look at your site.
No. It was more than that.
That's what started it, I said. That's when I started looking at who is on this site, who is VOR, why are they saying that I can't go on it? And what was that all about?
Eric, I'm a very respectful white man.
You won't answer that question, I guess, don't you?
Well, hold on. Hear me out, all right? Do me a favor. Hear me out. I'm not going to air dirty laundry out with shit that happened back then. I just can't. Nobody knows about the dirty laundry. Nobody knows about the back office crap that goes on. That would be unfair of me to do. You know?
I just brought my page up that I was looking at. Here I'm looking at it. It's April 9th, 2009. A couple months ago.
Right.
Mike Connor, whoever he is.
Well, he's the how
is that a real name? Is that even his real name? You want me to contact these people? I'm
not asking to contact anybody.
Why do I just put this stuff out without talking? I don't think some of you were even using your real names. Where's Peter Schenck? Who is that? Was that his real name? He used to be part of your group at the time.
But is he a part of VOR now?
I don't know what he is right now. I don't even know if that's his real name. And you want me to contact you? You guys are so secret.
Well, no. I didn't say contact me personally. Like, you really want my real name?
What are you hiding it for? I'm not hiding it.
Because I have a real job, sir. I would have a real job.
So what?
I mean,
who are you hiding from? Let me ask you that then. Who are you hiding from? Me?
No!
Who are you hiding from? The FBI? Well, who are you guys hiding from?
That's a real good question.
You never thought about it before?
Well, I think the real answer to that is, who are we hiding from?
Yes.
I think if we actually gave our real names, then we wouldn't have the ability to do what we're doing now.
Why not? And who would stop you? Dave Von Kleist?
What do you mean, who would stop me? Come on, man.
Dave Von Kleist is using his name. Richard Gage is using his name. Jim Fetzer uses his name. You know
what I mean? What do they do? What do they do for work?
I don't know.
What do they do for work?
I don't know.
No, you don't know. If you knew what I did for work, I couldn't do what I'm doing right now.
And what is the area that you're in?
It doesn't matter.
Peter Schenck, has he got the same sensitive job that he can't identify himself? I mean, all of you are like this. Who's Mike Connor? Is he another one that's every single one of you?
Here's a question.
Maybe we're drilling down.
Eric, maybe we're drilling down. Do you want us all to be completely open? If we talk about, I mean, I would love for you to listen to, let's say, a Friday show, because that's a show that I'm on. Listen to that show, and then you tell me if I was very open about who the hell I was, what I did, if, in fact, I would have a job the next week. You tell me that.
What show are you on? How do I listen to you? What VOR, what's the name of your site again?
It's the VORnetwork.com. It's pretty easy.
Well, it's easy for you to remember when you go there once in a while. Are you part of Reason Radio, or is this VOR?
No, that's the main link, yeah.
Reason Radio is?
Yeah, ReasonRadioNetwork.com, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, I recognize it now. So you're on Friday.
Right, but what do you do for a living?
Well, I'm self-employed right now.
Self-employed doing what?
I make software.
For what? What kind of software?
We
actually might be able to do business.
Oh, right.
On what it is.
Right. It's software for industries like CAD/CAM type work and stuff. Well, who are you? Here's on Friday. Is it John, Joanne, Dietrich, and Mischko?
Yeah, I'm Mischko. I told you. I'm Mischko.
I can't remember. You expect me to remember all this stuff? You're Mischko.
Yep.
Well, who is Dietrich then? Someone else is a secretive, I guess.
He's actually a great friend of mine. He's a grad student. Now, why would we want to destroy our lives to become 100% open?
I don't know. How do you know you destroy it? I don't understand how you say you destroy it.
Are you, dude, you live in Santa Barbara. You live in Goleta.
All right.
I mean, think about that.
All right.
I live in Pasadena. It's very, very different if I were to come out and say, but this is me.
All right. And well, let's just assume that's true. Let's forget about who you are. Go ahead and be secretive. So what do you expect me to talk to you, but I don't know why I'd want to be talking to people that are so secretive. What's the point?
Well, we got to be secretive.
Well, yeah, but then you have to expect people to wonder about you. What do you think? We're going to trust somebody that's hiding in a bag? I mean, come on.
Well, again, you say we. It's not we. It's you, Eric.
Well,
and
more than
that's
just
really
me out there.
I warm my damn nerves about it. I don't know why you have to.
All right, I'll use the word I. You expect me to trust a person and a whole group, actually. It's not just you. The whole group of you hiding? I mean, if you're hiding your name, you could be hiding other things, is my attitude. So
why would I do that? I mean, Eric, give me a break, dude. It's Tuesday night right now. What time is it? It's 20 to 10 here on the West Coast.
What does that have to do with anything?
It has everything to do with it. Why would I lie about this crap? Hold on. Let me finish here, okay? I don't give a damn about trying to, you know, hide my identity or anything like that, other than the fact that I can't afford to have it out.
All right, well, let's forget about the identity. I'm just saying to you, I don't know why I should trust somebody who's got to hide. That's what I'm that's my opinion.
Has VOR done anything that would subjugate us to question?
Yes, that's what it was.
What is it?
That's what I wrote this article. Here's the first one, I think, in April. This is when it came to my attention in the first place. Susie said she wanted to interview me, and then she arranged for it, and arranged the night and the time, and then she tells me she's got to cancel it because somebody at the VOR, I don't remember who it was, somebody, or maybe she never told me, somebody said, no, you can't have him on, and there's some other person you're not allowed to put on, too. I forgot her name. And so this came to my attention. Somebody at VOR does not want me interviewed. Why not? Why not if you guys are so honest and truthful?
You know, the moon landing stuff and all that other
crap. Yeah, what about it?
Yeah, that it's we're trying to build something that's as much streamlined as possible. And while I might agree or disagree with any opinion you might have on that or fact that you might have on that, that we're looking at that 1-3% of white people within this nation. That's all we're doing, all right? And that means, you know.
And so you're trying not to upset them, is what you're saying?
No. You're taking that wrong. No, it's not upsetting. I mean, the bottom line is that we want to attract the people to listen to what we have to say that are in that 1-3% range that actually might be helpful, that might be open to it. I mean, the ones that don't spend their Sundays watching football and bullshit like that.
Well, what does that mean? That means you don't want me on the show because I'm going to turn them away?
At the time, I would think, based on the other stuff that you were talking about with regards to moon landings, that was just over the top. I mean, quite frankly. I mean, and
Now? What about today? What if Susie was still on your show today? And would you let her talk? Interview me now? Has anything changed?
Based on the stuff that you posted on your website about us, calling us Jews, probably not. Well, think about that, you know?
Well, all you have to do is just say why you're not, and we'll discuss it. But I mean, come on. You don't want me talking about Apollo. What about the Holocaust? Would I be allowed to talk about that?
The Holocaust? That's a great discussion.
Oh, you mean
Absolutely.
That's acceptable, but not the Apollo moon landing? I mean, you're worried that Apollo will chase people away, but not the Holocaust?
Well, we're dealing with facts here. We just don't know.
Well, then I can discuss them. What's the problem? I'll discuss what I know about Apollo. So what's my opinions? I mean, what's wrong? You discuss a Holocaust. Most people would say that's off limits.
That's a different discussion because it deals with numbers. I mean,
Apollo. There were six people. There were six missions. 12 people. There's a lot of numbers involved in that.
Yeah, but that has no pertinent to racial relations. I mean,
it has to be racial.
Well, the women.
What does the Holocaust have to do with racial issues?
We're dealing with lives and money and whatnot. I mean,
about races. It's a crime against the entire planet. Europe, Japan, the world.
I would differ from you based on the amount of money that was spent from Germany to pay out reparations. I mean, Germany spent what, $150 billion?
So what?
Reparations?
We spent money. Switzerland is spending money. What does that do with races? It's a crime.
Hold on a second. You're talking about Switzerland, another white nation. It's all white nations. Yeah, it's fucking racist.
The Holocaust is a racial issue. It's a crime.
It's a crime against the white race.
There were black people killed in that one too. Look at the war. We even went into Africa, went down into Turkey, and it was in Egypt, wasn't it? In the Sahara? I can't remember.
What the hell are you talking about?
The war, World War II, and the whole thing. It was killing.
Yeah, but you were talking about the Holocaust.
Holocaust, World War II, the Nazis are all together. What are you separating them?
My confusion is I'm trying to state that you brought up the Holocaust, which is fine.
Saying you discussed the Holocaust, which most people would say is a very sensitive issue, and yet then you say the Apollo moon landing is too much for you, who is willing to discuss the Holocaust?
You know what, Eric, from my perspective, that, you know, it's pretty simple to me. You know, 2.4 million Jews lived in Europe prior to the Holocaust, and 3.6 million Jews applied for reparations. You can't get 6 million out of that. Now, Well, hold on. How do I take that kind of math to mean that the moon lander didn't happen? And I'm not saying, don't get me wrong, hold on, let me finish. I'm not saying that it happened, but you can't just take simple math and say that didn't happen. Yeah, you can take a bunch of pictures and go, you know, based on the shadows and this and that, da 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 da, sure. No worries on my point of view, but that becomes a grasping point. We're like reaching for it. So there's very different aspects of that. You can't compare the fucking Moonlander situation with regards to the Holocaust.
Oh, you can't. You can prove the Holocaust lies better than somebody can prove Apollo was a lie.
No, I said I could probably easily maintain that the Holocaust never happened, than I could the moon landing.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, you can. You're saying that it's harder to prove the moon landing was a hoax than it is to prove the Holocaust is a big lie.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but
and
these things are just opinions.
But what's the? I mean, come on, Eric. What's the biggest detriment to our fucking to our race? Let's be right about that.
Well, what's wrong with talking about Apollo? This is what I say. It seems
but
like really,
how does that fucking affect me? How does that affect?
Because
how
it
does
seems
that fucking
to me,
affect white people.
It to me that only Jews care about this. This is what I've noticed. Jews all over America and Britain, even Finland. Why do you care so much about this Apollo thing? What's the big deal? I only mention it once in a while. It's not like my main emphasis. I mean, what is it? Why do you care so much? It doesn't make sense. You talk about everything else, then you promote other people that talk about all sorts of Holocaust issues that most people would say are off limits.
Well, and that's why we've kind of, with VOR, we've basically made a conscious decision, and actually a decision amongst all of our people, that we don't go down that road. You know, if shit happens and we can have that conversation, cool, let's have that conversation. I mean, half the guys that I work with are like, oh, that's fucking stupid. The other half are like, oh, I don't know. I'm in that I don't know category. You know what I mean?
So if you had a guest on your show one time who talks about it, what, the whole network is now ruined? I mean, come on.
Well, it reduces credibility from my standpoint.
Oh, is that right? So if I go on there and talk about Apollo, that your credibility is ruined. I mean, it's hurt.
Well, understand something, Eric. I mean, back in January, we were getting 10,000 downloads a week.
Uh-huh.
Right? Not a big deal. Through May, April, May, it was 25,000. Now we're getting 50,000 downloads a week.
So what are you growing? What's the problem with that?
Well,
are you saying that if I had gone on there, it would have ruined it? No.
I'm saying that. I'm not saying that. You don't read it in anything like that. I mean, we're at that point where we're getting to bust out. At the same time, there's a lot of people that respect you, and that's the only reason why I called you, is to say, why the fuck are you talking shit about us, right? That's how the conversation started.
Well, this is one of the reasons. This is what I wrote. You know, one of your, you guys won't even, you'll talk about all sorts of things, but then this is off limits? Like, what kind of censorship is this? This is like something I expect from Stalin. You'll talk about all sorts of controversial issues, but not Apollo. And it's not you who has to talk about it. It's just you're letting someone else do it. It's not even you. Other people will have on their website the opinions expressed are of the guests, not necessarily of the management of the station. You don't even do that. You can't even do that. What is it with you guys? If that doesn't look like censorship from Jews, what do you call it?
Yeah, but Eric, again, we go back to fucking square A, you know?
Well, you could
that's
put on your
something
website.
That we don't want to talk about, you know?
You could put on the website. You don't have to, but it's not you who has to talk about it. You could put on there the opinions expressed by the guests are not necessarily those of the management.
But Eric, what does that get us? I mean, we are
how
a racial left side.
There are some people who want to talk about it.
Well, that's why they go to Alex Jones' side.
He doesn't talk about that. He won't talk about it either.
Why not?
That's right. Why not? Because he wants to. He's promoting the astronauts landed on the moon. That's why.
Yeah, but we don't talk. It's not a discussion point. Why would I create?
Well, then you don't. Let's forget about that. But you still then. There's censorship of me and that other woman. I forgot her name. What is that? How do you explain this?
It's not a censorship, dude.
You told Susie she couldn't put me on.
Eric.
And then you got...
Eric. There's that same goddamn day shit happened that she did that I can't discuss.
So it's,
all right?
Well, it's not censorship then. You're saying it's something she did.
It's just shit that happened, man.
All right, well, I know, more mysterious stuff we can't get into.
Well, it's not mysterious. I mean, Eric.
Well, I know. You won't.
I mean, would you like to tell me crap that you've dealt with in the background with other people that you know?
I know what you mean.
Openly with me. That's not fair. That's
well, then you're saying that it's not censorship then. You're saying it wasn't censorship, it was something else.
Pretty much. I would say if I were to rate it on a 0 to 10, it's about a 9. I wasn't thrilled about it.
No, I mean, I don't mean rating. I meant, are you saying I wasn't censored? I had to do with other things that you wouldn't, that it had to do with something besides censorship?
Yeah. I mean, because I had to come, because literally, I was the one that engineered Susie's show. So, I knew you were coming on. But other crap had happened before, and it had nothing to do with you whatsoever. And I told her, I go, I'm not real thrilled about this, you know, but it's your show kind of a deal. And then the shit hit the fan. So, I knew the discussion that was gonna happen was not gonna be about, you know, the moon landing or anything like that.
Well, if it's not censorship, what if someone like Edgar Steele wanted to interview me? Would you allow him to have me on the show?
Ed Steele's not interviewing anybody.
But what if he wanted to? Doesn't he ever interview
people? That's his decision. I mean, and that was kind of like Susie's decision. I wasn't thrilled with it. I was like, you know, whatever. You know, it's...
Oh, so you would have allowed me to be there?
Yeah.
Well, so if somebody else on your show wants to, or is there nobody that does interviews?
Well, no, of course we would.
Does Mark Weber do interviews?
That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, I don't handle Mark's show.
You guys don't do them either, I guess.
What's that?
And you don't do interviews either, I suppose. It's just you guys just do your own talks. Huh?
Well, on the Friday show, we've done it. I mean, we pretty much on the Friday show, we just catch up on the news that was going on from the rest of the week, and the Jews have been giving us so much damn good info, you know, just like good material. It's you know, we just don't do that. So that's a tough question. I will, even though you piss me off to high fucking hell. I mean, you do. I mean, quite
just
frankly,
just from that one little criticism of you. I mean, big deal. All I'm saying.
Eric, come on, dude, man. Do me a favor.
What?
You call everybody a fucking Jew, right?
No, I didn't swear I call you a Jew anyway. Is there more than one article where I criticize you? I got this one here where I'm saying all I mention is Mike Connor of Voice of Reason is trying to defend their decision to cancel the show. I mean, where else? I don't even call him a Jew. I don't understand where you're getting this. Do I have another page about you?
You did was good enough.
Let me see if I can find more. Maybe I forgot about some of these. But anyway, I mean, what do you want me to do then?
No, I'm not. Quite frankly, that's a good question. I'm not sure what I want you to do. It just... give us fuckers out here that are doing shit on our own a little bit of credit. I mean, just don't assume we're a bunch of fucking hook-nosed kikes, man. That would be nice.
Would be. I got the most, it's like mild criticism. I don't even see where you can call this like nasty. This is like mild. All I've got here, this is another page I haven't seen yet. Let me see what's on this Patriot Dames analysis one. I don't see where you're getting all this. Did you read something or did you just hear something from somebody else?
That was sent to me. That was sent to me from Mike Connor. This was after the whole damn...
I mean, this was like months
what
ago?
What the hell was it? You know, Peter Schenck stuff and this and that. There was just a combination of stuff.
Oh, wait, Peter Schenck. Maybe that's where I got some criticism of you. I remember that. I can't even remember. I don't see anything all that awful. It's like a couple little remarks about VOR canceling the show and complaining. I mean, how can you get so upset about that? And as far as, did I even mention you personally?
Not me personally. You brought in Susie and this and that.
Well,
so
Susie's not even there. And she, I was just mentioning.
That's on another date, though. I think that's another date.
I only mentioned that you canceled the show, and that she's not on the show anymore. I didn't. This is the most mild criticism. I just don't get it.
Well, I guess our biggest concern, Eric, is that we've got guys. I mean, we're not full of. You know what I say? It takes bodies to make stuff happen, you know, people to run stuff. We're busting our ass, dude. We're really busting our fucking hump. And so when we read shit about, what you said, it just torques our chain, so to speak.
Hey, but there must be other people that have criticized you. This is even worse than what I've done. I only got a few mild remarks as far as I can see.
Yeah, but Eric, hold on. You talk to me tonight, man. You don't know me. If you want, I'm going to be in Ventura, actually up in, Casitas on Thursday. If you want, we can have lunch. We can talk. You're more than welcome to punch me in the face. You know, but you might actually meet me and go, you know, this is a fucking good-looking white nationalist who's not a fucking kike. And then stop writing shit about us. You know what I mean?
I haven't written about you guys ever since that episode, as far as I know. It's done. It was just a few mild little remarks. I think you're getting a little out of control here. If he emailed this to you 2 months ago, that's probably why you can't remember. You're remembering it wrong. If it's been that long, I can hardly remember what I wrote.
All right, fair enough. Well, then,
what you might want to do is find out specifically what it is that he's complaining about. Tell him to send a link to the article.
There's nobody here. I mean, I'm the one calling you.
No, but I mean, Mike, you said Mike emailed you something.
Well, no, it's not just a matter of Mike. Mike's part of our team.
But
the guys that bust our asses off,
something.
So.
Well, he emailed you something. He emailed you something. You can tell him to find the article on what it is that's bothering him, and then you can call me back, because I don't even know where it is. This what I see here is something awful mild. This is hardly criticism.
What's that?
This is hardly criticism. I don't know what you're worried about it for. All I'm doing is complaining about how my show got canceled. And then Mike Connor defends the Apollo moon landing I put in here. This is hardly criticism.
Okay. Well,
so maybe if you find out what it is that you've got, I mean, what it is that he's complaining about, that will make more sense. I just don't see it.
All right, well, I will leave it at this, Eric.
Yeah, you can always call back when you ask him what it is he's upset about.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But I think that's a mute point at this point, quite frankly. I mean, I think that moving forward, I got to tell you, Eric, we bust our asses off, dude.
Well, everybody is. What does that mean?
Well, we're working our asses off for our fucking people. That's what it means, you know?
Our people. Yeah, but I mean, everybody is working hard. I mean, come on, that doesn't mean anything.
For our people, the white people, we do shows literally close to every day of the week to help educate our people.
Well, except about...
Are you white?
Well, I know, but then you won't educate them about the Apollo moon landing hoax.
That's down the fucking road, bro. We can't get there right now.
What, are you going to lose your listeners? They might enjoy it. How do you know? They might even enjoy it. They might have something different.
Hey, well, you know what? We get over the fucking top when we do that.
Well, what about Michael Jackson?
I mean, good point, but Eric, I mean, quite frankly, the real issue is that we've got to educate them on being fucking white people. You know, first and foremost.
Oh.
Down the road, having that conversation, sure, let's do that.
Down the road, at what point? When's it okay?
Well, what battle have we fucking won, dude?
How are we going to win a battle if they don't even know that they're being lied to about that? I mean, come on. And then what about the Michael Jackson murder? Is that one, do you want to discuss that sometime? That looks like another murder by Jews. Or don't you want to discuss that one? That one's speculative too, you know.
Yeah, I know. It's shit that doesn't fucking mean crap to our people.
Oh, it doesn't?
Does it?
Why not? They're under control of the media, Hollywood, and it's just more of the same.
Dude, it doesn't, I mean, every day 100 white women are raped. How does that fucking affect our people?
There's people of all races being raped, cheated, run over.
I don't care about other races.
Yeah,
I care about my race.
Well, the control of the media is an important issue. And they're always killing people in Hollywood, the news media. Michael Jackson is just another example of it. How they're manipulating people. How they kill people that don't do what they want.
Kevin, he's a fucking nigger.
Well, what is that?
Why do you care?
It's an issue of how they control the media. I mean, there's people in the media.
The media didn't fucking kill Michael Jackson, bro.
Well, the Jews in the media.
Well, whatever. The Jews are fucking killing more white people every day than Michael Jackson. Are they not?
Yeah, but it's not Jackson. It's the issue of their control over the media and how they control people through these techniques. And how that's what I bring up in my article about him.
All right, well,
you don't like the idea, huh?
I see value in terms of waking up white people. I don't give a fuck about Michael Jackson. I don't give a goddamn thing about the lunar thing. I really don't.
Oh.
You know, and
what about the King David Hotel bombing? Is that one?
I'm cool with that. Absolutely. We can have a conversation about
what
that.
What about the Kennedy assassination? And they linked the Jews on that one. That one's all right?
Absolutely. We've had that discussion.
Oh. So there's only certain ones you won't talk about then?
The things that aren't related to white people serve no purpose.
Oh, I see.
Is that fair?
White people burned to death. There were three white astronauts burned to death on the launch pad, and then there was a white quality control inspector and his white wife and white daughter who were run over on the train tracks. And, I mean, there was a bunch of murders of white people in Apollo.
You know what, Eric?
Well, what about the prisoners in Korea and Vietnam that disappeared?
You know what, Eric? Here's what I will say. If you read about the issue of the missing nuke from North Dakota, pardon me.
I don't know. I've heard of more than one missing nuke possible. Missing nuke. Why? Which one is this one?
I thought you knew about everything.
No. But there's so many missing nukes. They're always talking about missing nukes.
No. Look that shit up. There's a missing nuke from North Dakota. I can't remember the damn air base.
Well, what
now
are you
that, doing? Because that was flown on a B-52, which they're not supposed to do.
Is this the one where there were six loaded at once? You mean about 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Oh, that one.
Now that, I wouldn't mind having a conversation about, but...
Oh, well, what about the prisoners of war from Vietnam and Korea? There's rumors that they were set up to be captured and shipped off to Russia, where the Jews put them in jail and experiment with them, and who knows what.
Jesus Christ. I mean, here we go back to grabbing a straw, so...
Well, you don't want that one either. That's like Jim Morrison disappearing. Where did he go? I mean, his death looks like another murder by Jews. Is that one something you would talk about? And Jim Morrison, the Doors, you know, the rock band?
Yeah, no, I know exactly what we're talking about. That's just a fucking tough one, man. That is.
Well, yeah, but it's the same with all those missing prisoners of war. There's some military people that think they were set up in Korea and Vietnam, set up to be captured, and then shipped off to Russian prisons.
Oh, yeah. No, I know exactly what you're talking about. The bottom line, though, keep in mind, the main goal for us is talking about how it affects waking up our people now.
That doesn't affect your people?
It doesn't affect waking people up now, because we're talking about, like, fringe-type stuff, fringe conversation, you know?
It's only fringe to people outside the military or people who just don't care, but...
Yeah, and that's the fucking problem.
Pretty serious stuff.
Yeah, and I understand that, Eric. I understand that. But the bottom line is, it doesn't, when I start fucking putting tacks on the wall of topics that we need to talk about, that's fucking white out there. It really is. And pardon my French.
Well, I know, but you're assuming that you know what's best for your people. I mean, but what if some of them would say to you, you're wrong, that they want that information.
Yeah, but that's the Alex Jones type of stuff that's out there. So
yeah, but you're like deciding what your people want. I don't know if that's such a great thing.
Yeah, and you know what, Eric, you're absolutely right. I don't know. So maybe if somebody could build a better network.
No, you don't have to build a better network. You could just try something different once in a while. Like you could even have me on there once in a while. See what happens.
Well, here's what I'd like to do at this point, because I'm still fucking pissed off at you.
Oh.
But I wouldn't mind having an email exchange with you.
All right, get some information, and then we can talk or something later. Because you can.
Yeah.
What it is, Mike Connor is complaining, but I don't. There might be a page he's talking about that I don't know.
Yeah, that's
you can
probably true.
What it is?
Yeah. So, you can email me at. I check it every day.
Oh.
And let's go from there.
All right.
All right. It was good talking to you.
All right.
All right, buddy.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.